One in 13 babies are born prematurely. It doesn't feel like it's something that's talked about very often. One in seven babies spend time in neonatal care. And so that means that if it isn't you, that it is likely that you're going to know someone else who has been through it. And the reason why I'm raising awareness is kind of through personal experience. So my first baby was born at 31 weeks due to severe preeclampsia, and ended up having a 6 weeks neonatal stay after that. And I tried to access support and I tried to talk about it afterwards and realized that there wasn't the support available, that people didn't really talk about it, that people didn't talk about the fact that the experience still impacts you when you're home. And I'm a clinical psychologist as well. And I just started talking to other people. I used the internet because we were at the time of lockdown. During COVID. So I started connecting to people on Instagram, and started realizing that there were kind of common themes. Lots of people were feeling the same way that I was, and just thought, okay, there's something here. Maybe we need to do something, fill in the gap, and create a kind of support system for other people who have been through this too. So I set up a company called Miracle Moon. We're on Instagram at Miracle Moon, UK. And it started off quite small, just talking to other parents, sharing some of my experience, sharing some psychological information about feelings that you might have, experiences that you might have, thoughts that you might have, and just normalizing that as an experience for people. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And we've got nearly 6,000 followers now, and have worked with people, you know, in America, in Australia, people in the UK, and I support people with individual therapy, with group therapy. We're running things like courses, and we're just getting the word out. We're working with charities like Bliss and Tommy's, and it's just about supporting parents who have either been through prematurity that's led to a neonatal stay, or you know, 60% of babies are full term in a neonatal unit as well. So both of those kind of babies, just as long as they've had a neonatal stay and parents have felt like it's impacted them. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what the story is.
It's fantastic that all like-minded people are able to get together. And from your personal experience, what was that like? You know, the impact of obviously your son being born so early.
I think the main thing is it's the loneliness, because your experience is very different to a healthy baby born at term. You don't have those same experiences. You don't have those moments that you imagined that you would have, that you don't realize are so important until you don't have them. So, you know, the baby being able to be laid on your chest after giving birth, the normal, you know, normally it's kind of birth trauma shock, baby needs to come now, or baby comes very, very quickly when you're not ready for it. So you don't have the nursery done, you haven't gone on maternity leave, you haven't got everything prepared, the hospital bag, it's very kind of shock very quickly. And then you're thrown into this environment that's very medical with the wires and the beeping, and your baby who's very, very poorly, and possibly you being very poorly as well. So there's isolation in the fact that this is how you start motherhood, or you come into motherhood, and then you start talking to other people who are becoming mums at similar times to you, and there's so much difference. So it's you get the grief of what you've missed and that other people have got, which is really difficult hearing them talking about the things that you wanted. You've got the guilt that you feel like you've kind of failed in some kind of way, at being able to look after your baby and keep them safe. And then it's the isolation on top of that. So there's lots and lots of feelings around it, and that's for me the main reason why we raise awareness, so that other people who haven't been through it are aware that this is a feeling that people who have given birth prematurely, who have spent time in neonatal care, might be feeling some of those things, so that you can open up the conversation and start talking about it.
Yeah, which is brilliant. It's fantastic you're happy to speak so openly about it. I mean, how are you and your son now?
Really, really good. I was just in Starbucks earlier with him, he was having a baby Chino. He's three. He's doing incredibly, incredibly well. We've been really lucky, and the kind of impact of the prematurity on him hasn't kind of left too many issues. We had some issues in the first year of his life, kind of physical health wise, and like every kind of premature parent, we had to be really careful about his immune system, because they haven't developed the same kind of strength immune system wise. And what with COVID and things like that, it was really important to protect him from germs that were too big for him.
Sure.
So apart from that, he's done really well, and yeah, he's doing really great.
So really, your message is just for people to be aware that this, you know, can happen, and if it does, and perhaps people haven't spoken about it since, to do so, really.
Yeah, so it's encouraging people to be able to speak about it, but also for those who haven't been through it, to maybe just check in with someone if they know that they've been through it. The Miracle Moon page is for people who have been through it, but it's also for people who have got friends who've been through it, or family members who've been through it, so that you can raise awareness yourself of what it might be that they are going through, so that it reduces that feeling of loneliness, and increases that connection and that ability to be able to talk openly about it, because it's going on for so many people. You know, we do little votes on Instagram stories of, do you feel this? And it's things like, do you feel the guilt? Do you feel the grief? Do you feel health anxiety? All of those things. And the majority of people, like hundreds of people, are voting, yes, I feel that. So it's kind of going, you're not alone in those feelings. So many people feel it too. So let's talk about it.